Tuesday, May 14th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. The setting sun now dies away, and darkness comes at close of day. Your brightest beams, dear Lord, impart, and let them shine within our heart. We praise your name with joy this night. Please watch and guide us till the light. Joining the music of the blessed, O God, we sing ourselves to rest. To God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one, Trinity blessed, whom we adore, be praise and glory evermore. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, peace be with you. It is I. Do not be afraid. Alleluia. Psalm 125. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her. So the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart. But the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, surround your people, Lord, within the safety of your church, which you preserve on its rock foundation. Do not let us stretch out our hands to evil deeds, nor be destroyed by the insidious snares of the enemy, but bring us to share the lot of the saints in light. Repeating the antiphon, peace be with you, it is I. Do not be afraid, alleluia. And the second antiphon, let Israel hope in the Lord, alleluia. Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace, as a child has rest in his mother's arms. Even so, my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke. Repeating the antiphon, let Israel hope in the Lord. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, let all creation serve you, for all things came into being at your word. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. O Lord, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, let all creation serve you, for all things came into being at your word. Alleluia. And our reading for this evening is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9b through 10. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on man what God has prepared for those who love him. Yet God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. The Spirit scrutinizes all matters, even the deep things of God. And a responsory, the Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia. He will teach you all things. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia. Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. Christ will baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Christ will baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Enter into sessions, in company with the apostles and all who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit. Let us praise God and say, Lord, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you raised Christ to glory in heaven. May all mankind recognize his presence in the church. Lord, hear our prayer. All holy Father, you said to Christ, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Grant that all may hear his voice and be saved. Lord, hear our prayer. Send your Spirit into the hearts of your faithful people as cleansing water and refreshing rain. Lord, hear our prayer. Send your Spirit to guide the course of nature and renew life over the face of the earth. Lord, hear our prayer. We commend to your care all who have died and ask you to strengthen our hope in the resurrection to come. Lord, hear our prayer. Say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let's pray, God of mercy, unite your church in the Holy Spirit that we may serve you with all our hearts and work together with unselfish love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.